This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He's a suspect now. Frank R. James had been a person of interest in the search for a gunman who opened fire on a subway train in Brooklyn, shooting and wounding 10 people. But this morning, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says James is a suspect. He didn't give any details. The Today Show asked the mayor about ranting messages that were posted online before the shooting.
I was briefed by the police department on some of his social media posts. I think that when you look at people who have engaged in social media all day, make these posts, he appears to be all over the place, according to the briefing. And I just think that we need to focus on his apprehension at this time.
Both Russia and Ukraine deny they launched a military drone that apparently flew from the Ukrainian war zone over three NATO nations before crashing in Croatia. It was armed with an explosive device, but nobody was hurt. President Biden's using the word genocide for the first time about Russia's war in Ukraine.
Yes, I called it genocide.
The president says it's become clear Putin's trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian.
The evidence is mounting.
The U.S. is party to a U.N. treaty requiring intervention once genocide's formally identified. One reason past presidents often avoided using the term. This president says he'll let lawyers decide if it qualifies, adding, "It sure seems that way to me." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Miami found two young children dead in an apartment after responding to several 911 hang-up calls. Officers found a woman at the scene who they say appeared to be irate or going through a crisis. Forecasters are warning of severe thunderstorms today from the Midwest to the Mississippi River Valley. This is AP News. The Southwest Airlines Pilot Union says fatigue is becoming a safety issue.
Union leaders say poor scheduling practices led to a 330% jump last month in the number of pilots asking to be relieved of flight assignments because of fatigue. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, which is in contract negotiations, claims that fatigue is at record levels and is the airline's number one safety threat. In an open letter to Southwest Airlines CEO Robert Jordan and other executives, the union leaders wrote that the problem started last summer as passenger numbers returned to near pre-pandemic levels. There was no immediate response by Southwest. Unions across the airline industry have been calling on the companies to hire more pilots. I'm Tim McGuire.
It's spring home buying season. The typical U.S. home price jumped 15% in February from a year earlier to more than $357,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.